Please note, the opinions and perspectives expressed on the following show are solely those of the host and their guest. These opinions and views do not reflect Ruckus Avenue Radio or Dash Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
What's popping, guys? It's your girl, Jyoti K.
And this is Lucy Legend.
And we're back.
We're back.
And we have some stuff to talk about. We'll start with the Aaron Hernandez documentary. A lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are raving about it. I saw it like the first day it came out because I honestly thought he was just so fine. So I really wanted to learn about him. And he was really like, he was a really good player. Like he was one of the players that beat me in fantasy football when I used to play. So I was like, when I found out he died, this happened like 3-4 years ago, right? It seems very recent.
Yeah. No, you know why it seemed recent? It's because they just brought out like that suicide letter. Cause I was thinking it was recent, like probably in the last year. And it's like from 2013.
Well, I feel like I just moved to LA like last year. So you know what I mean? We're like, oh, it was just right. Oh wait, no, I've actually been here 3 fucking years. Yeah. So watching that, what were your thoughts on that?
I thought the same thing you did. I was like, dude, he's good looking. He's young. He's got everything and way to go.
Yeah. You know? Right. That's what it was. It's like, what else do you want? Hit a $40 million contract with the fucking Patriots, dude. What was like surprising to me was like the gay allegations. Mm-hmm. Like, I think like the same thing with Michael. Well, Michael Jackson had a lot of proof, right? This one, they were just basing off of one guy and his dad, some goofy looking guy. And his dad, who just, like, his dad had extra shit to say for no reason. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And then they just throw other two gay guys in there that, like, that made no sense. You know what I mean?
Like, one of them, I was just like, I really hope you really did know him. Because the way he was coming at it was just like he was right there every day, like you and I, you know?
Yeah.
I was
just like. The one with the dad, right? The one who was just like. Yeah, he's like, we experimented. There wasn't enough girls. What do you mean there wasn't enough girls? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just sucks that, like the dead can't speak on themselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then when he was in the cell, why wasn't he calling you then? Why are all the, like, you know what, if you guys had such a sexual relationship? But he was, like, making it seem like they were, like, buddy-buddy. You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know. That whole documentary was crazy. It was like a movie.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, those people are just the clout, you know, it's like, oh, I met him one time. Because even we get that, like, you meet me one time, all of a sudden, no, you mean, you know my life, we dated, we went here, we went there.
It always be the ugliest guy.
Talking.
Yeah, we were talking, it's like, no, I just responded to you, I might have went out with you on lunch or something, doesn't mean we're talking, you know what I mean?
What was that Snapchat guy that you replied back to him? It's like, it reminded me of that, the Snapchat guy that you guys talked, and then all of a sudden he's over here like, yeah, we used to talk for a little bit.
Oh yeah, so this guy messaged me on Snapchat, he was like, hey, I hope you're doing well, we used to talk on Snapchat, and I'm like, no, we used to talk on Snapchat, and I'm like, I talk to everybody on Snapchat, like... Like, that's how rumors get started. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you respond to, she responded a couple times. We're talking now. Like, people are fucking cuckoo, dude.
Yeah. Next, you know, Jyoti K documentary. He's like, yes.
Dude, I could have a DM documentary, dude. So there's like this guy that I had to block. He kept sending me like the Snapchat, like sex videos that girls are doing. And then I was kind of curious. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. So I started watching these videos. And these girls are like they're putting like emojis like on their vagina and like the penis that's having sex with them. And they're like, for $10, cash at me now. So they're basically selling these videos for $10. But if you think about it, there's so many horny people. So $10, 100 people, you know what I mean? Like horny Indian guys from India. Yeah, and these girls are pretty, bro, like nice bodies and pretty. And he was sending me like a bunch of them. So there's so many girls on Snapchat like making sex videos and selling them for $10.
That's crazy. We were just talking about that. The, what is it, like Pussy Got Power, but it's like virtually now?
It's virtually Pussy Got Power. It's like people can't. So it's like these women don't have to actually sleep with you, but they can sleep with other people and record it and you watch and you pay for it. Now they're making money. Weird. Yes. Like these girls are just on camera, just touching themselves and whatever the hell they're doing. And you, these guys virtually think they're having sex with them. Like, and now they're in a full blown relationship with this like cam model or whatever. And she's going to, you're paying her college tuition because you're with your fake ass relationship. You know what I mean? These guys are willing to, don't you have a friend that's like willing to risk it all? So we're going to take a break. And I actually, just as we were talking, my friend messaged me. Do you know what a fucking mukbang is?
No.
Okay. Okay, girl, you need to get your social media skills. I'll be right back, you guys. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Badshah. You're listening to the Ruckus of Any Radio.
All right, guys. Welcome back. And I'm trying to teach Lucy what a mukbang is. And I actually want her to give her reaction on what the fuck a mukbang is. Millions of views. So I'm going to send it to you right now, Lucy. Okay?
All right.
Just, I want to see your reaction. I just sent it to you right now.
All right. Let's see.
I sent it to you. I just want to know your reaction.
No. The noise.
Right here. I want people to hear this noise. There's no sound. It's just this.
I think it's the noise that makes it so disturbing.
But the thing is, like, this shit is getting millions of views on YouTube. These Asian kids, and I mean, even normal people now, they're catching on. I wonder if it's a fetish. Like you just keep going down. It's like. Oh, here's another one. I'm going to send this one to you. This one has 56,000. You're going to get so disgusted. It's great. Okay, I send it to you right now. You have to look at the girl doing it. She's eating braised spicy seafood. It's like, and it's preferably seafood that they do.
Ew. Yeah, this is like some other.
This has to be you know what I mean? What do you call it?
Like a fetish.
Like there's a guy eating. Now there's a guy fucking eating sausages. I sent you the sausage when you have to. Like this has to be a fetish, right?
It definitely is.
Dude, it's getting like I want my life back. I can't. Like when my friend sent me this, I literally sat in my bed, dude, and just clicked the fucking hashtag. Mukbang, you know, like I was just like, dude, I can't even describe.
Oh my gosh, there is so many,
dude. It's a thing. I don't know if we're just getting old and we don't know what's up, but like, oh, hold on, I'm telling my friend right now, talking about this on my show right now. LOL. And showing my friend. Dude, literally, this is a fucking thing. Like, I even went on YouTube. So, like, on Instagram, it's, I've seen a couple, like, I've seen a million, but, like, thousands. But on fucking, like, on YouTube, the caption will be, like, chicken sandwich mukbang, no sound. Or, like, no sound, and no talking. Like, no talking. And it's literally just. I was thinking in my head. Like, Lucy, we love fucking eating, dude. Let's fucking do it. Like, millions of views for fucking eating?
Yeah, like, girl. I'll do the tacos, you do the curry.
Dude, you know what I was thinking?
We'll mukbang those.
We'll mukbang. Dude, I was laughing. I was like, it's like a Pornhub fucking category, like a mukbang.
It has to be. So disturbing.
Dude, there's all over YouTube. So I was thinking we should do a fucking mukbang and just like, overly exaggerate the mukbang banging.
Yeah. I'm down.
Are you down? Like you should just make some bomb ass crab or some shit again and like some noodles and we'll have a fucking mukbang.
We'll do it. The funny thing is they look so innocent, so serious. It's like I'm like, what?
With their innocent angel-like fucking white faces and their little Asian eyes, and then they're just like fucking slurping down a big ass fish in their mouth. And they're getting millions of views. Dude, people are getting paid to do mukbangs, bro. There's feet pictures, pussy pictures, and then there's fucking mukbang.
See, if y'all are having a hard time, just think about one of these things.
Fuck Ubering. You guys have mukbangs. Yep. You need a side hustle? Just fucking record yourself having a mukbang. I'm fucking crying, dude. I was literally, dude, you're going to fucking watch these over and over. Watch these fucking mukbangs. Are you watching them right now?
I'm stuck on this. And there's even like different, like.
There's noodles. Like there's like, I saw one guy who like, what do you call it? What did he do? He was like, it was actually pretty amazing what he did. He got hot Cheetos. He put them in a blender. He's not talking at all, by the way. Mm-hmm. Puts it in the blender. He gets a chicken from Popeyes. He puts some egg on it. Then he puts the hot Cheetos on it. Then he fries it. Then he puts it back on the fucking Popeyes sandwich. Genius. And he records himself eating it.
Wow.
That's it. That's it. Millions, millions of views, girl. All you, wow. Girl, me and you don't have to talk, bro. You just cook and I'll just start. mukbang the show. You know what? I just want to act like it's a bad word. I'm like, you fucking mukbanger.
Yeah. Dude, there's even grandmas doing it. I can't. There's grandmas doing it.
Oh, no, there's a kid. Let me send you the kid. It gets even worse. It gets even fucking worse. Hold on. Oh god, I have to send you the kid one, dude. It's fucking, oh no, there's this one's even fucking nastier. Oh, I can't wait for you to see it. It's an octopus. You're gonna love that one. I mean, I send you the kid. There's fucking kids doing mukbangs, you guys. There's this kid eating waffles. What is he talking about? He's slurping and eating. This is not okay. Dude, 118,284 views of a kid eating fucking mukbanging waffles.
They even have stories on this. I just can't.
Girl, 10,000 views for someone to eat hot Cheeto onion rings and giant rice cakes. What the fuck? Like, dude, what are we doing wrong? We could be making money off of eating, dude. Or are they making money? Oh, God, there's a white girl doing it. This is hilarious. Pumpkin fettuccine. She's eating fucking fettuccine out of pumpkin, dude.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Oh, this one. 160,000 views of this girl slurping this shit. I don't know if you can see it.
Ew. You have to be sick after that. That's like fish pasta or something.
Oh, I could do this one. I could do this right now.
That is Jyoti at 2 a.m., guys.
That's me at 2 a.m. This bitch got 299,000 fucking views for doing In-N-Out three times. So I guess you have to do like outrageous food.
Yeah. So
it can't just be you eating like normal food. Apparently you have to be eating like.
So there's rules to this game.
Spicy buffalo. I'm sorry. I can do this all day. Spicy buffalo chicken tenders and cheesy sweet potato. Do these Asian kids look? Oh, this here's you, girl. I got you right here. Mukbang the fuck out of these tacos.
See, that's me.
Oh, dude. And it's some of them. Like, okay, so some of them you could see their face, right? But some of them is just like literally just their mouth, like just this part. Oh my god. Okay, well. I just wanted to share the mukbang with you while we were talking. Everybody, she's still watching, guys. She's so fascinated. Dude, I literally was in my fucking bed just watching a bunch of mukbangs, freaking wishing I could unslide
the one in Del Taco. Did you slide?
That's fucking hilarious.
I found your boyfriend.
You know, me and him can fucking eat tacos together, dude. Yeah, you guys, what is this fucking world coming to, dude? Mukbangs, freaking. Dude, literally, like, I made, like, a video last night, and I was just like, it sounds like a Pornhub category. It's just, like, the slurping sound. It's like, I don't know. I don't, like, what else I was going to say? This is totally off topic. So, did you see, like, this, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about mukbangs anymore. One, I'm already hungry, and then on top of that, like, I hear the slurping sound in my head. It's like... so there was like this thing I saw. I don't know if it's real because, you know, weird shit always surfaces around the internet. It said that Instagram is gonna start whenever there's a picture that's Photoshopped, they're gonna like filter it so not a lot of people can see it, and they're gonna write like fake news or or something on it, like fake news or something on it. Yeah, I don't know if it's real, but apparently it's a news that they're going to start. And then if it is a filtered picture, they're going to not put it in the feed as much. They're going to hide it. And I was like, first of all, there goes my career. And then mine in 90% of the fucking world, the Instagram model world. Because it's like, even like, okay, so it's not like we're ugly, but there's certain things that we're insecure about. So that's like my filtering side of the story. But the pros, I think, of this is like girls that think beauty is unachievable because all these girls are so beautiful on Instagram, but are they really? You know what I mean? Yeah. But I think plastic surgery.
The thing I don't like about that is because Kim Kardashian, J-Lo, all of them, because them, you have to get certain pictures approved to even post them. That's so they're true. Not going to be part of this.
No, they're not. They're going to be like, sorry, we're leaving Instagram. I think they're going to say they're leaving Instagram at that point.
They're just going to continue. And if they do, they're just going to, you know, let them slide. That's what I don't think.
Or I think Instagram's having their downfall. Like, I think they're getting rid of likes. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're filtering out. Like, have you noticed that you don't get as many likes anymore? Because it's just like, they have this weird chronological order, like only certain people see your pictures. Some of my friends are like, dude, I didn't even see your post. Or I'm like, I didn't even see your post. Like before it was like in the time that everyone's posting, like a normal. Yeah. Now it's like a weird thing going on, you know? Yeah. Have you noticed that? Like, it's just like, why did I only get 60,000 followers. Why did I only get 7,700 likes? But it's because some people aren't seeing your pictures.
Your thing's cutting out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like you were cutting in and out.
Oh, was I? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I wonder if it's my internet. Oh, well, basically I was saying that if you did hear me, if you didn't, I'm going to say it again. Yeah. That like the feed, like before it was like whenever somebody would post, it was like in chronological order, like somebody posted early in the morning. Now you're seeing this. But now like Instagram's doing this weird thing where it's like you only see certain people's posts.
I didn't like that when they changed that. That just changed the whole game. After that, I was just like, because sometimes it would
encouraged.
Yeah, and also like when you're posting, it's when I don't know how it shows it to you because I know that sometimes I don't see posts of people that don't really post, but it'll show me the same person twice.
Yeah, exactly. It's I guess that they're doing it where it's like they're trying to encourage you to post more. So it's like a sales tactic, like you're gonna keep posting pictures because you want people to see it. When before you could post one picture and everybody saw it.
Yeah,
but it's
I like that.
But it's not fair to people like you, for example, or others that don't post as often. So when you guys do post, you get discouraged because you're like, "Fuck, nobody cares about me."
Yeah, no love.
Yeah, so I think Instagram, if they do the little picture thing, like where people, what you call it. You're going to start saying false news. That's half, first of all, that's half of Instagram. Second of all, I think that's going to, people are going to start leaving. I think so.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's more than half. Cause even I use filters. I don't use Photoshop or anything like that, but everyone uses filters. Guys, I don't think anybody. Filters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody goes in there with their bags showing and everything and pimples and everything.
Right. Well, like unless you're Rihanna and then you're a billionaire, who cares? Then you don't give a fuck. If I was Rihanna, I'd be like, this with my nostrils and shit. Like, what's up? You know what I mean?
There is no bad angle. It's money all the way.
Yeah, because she posted like a first selfie of 2020. I don't know if she was faded or high, but it wasn't a cute selfie. But it's like, fuck it. Rihanna's being 100. You know, when she cleans up, she cleans up nice. But everybody was like fucking coming at her just because she had a pimple. It was such a little ass pimple on her chin. And they were like, ew, pop that. People are just so fucking mean. And then that's the reason people Photoshop pictures, because of shit like that.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, they were like, oh, pop that and stuff like that. Like, what the fuck? And then I forgot where Rihanna's response was.
I'm sure it was a clap back.
Probably a clap back, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what they're going to start doing. What was I going to say?
Anything going on else? To TikTok?
Huh? Oh, TikTok, yeah. So are you going to get on the are you going to get on the TikTok game?
Hell yeah, if they're going to put me on blast for my Instagram filter.
You might as well make videos, because in videos you can't really tell because you'll be far away, so it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
I still haven't got the hang of TikTok. It's like, I've made a few videos, but it's just like, I feel like a dumbass making them.
Really? I don't know. I have a series of videos. I think I'm going to go, I was thinking of doing it on Saturday. No, on Friday. Friday I was going to do it because I'm going to cook on Friday. So that could be like my first TikTok. And then Saturday paintballing.
You should like practice like a day before, like play around with it. So you're not like a deer in headlights. Because I remember when I tried to make a TikTok, I was like, what the fuck? and you have to do it like three times too. And I didn't know that. But it's funny because I used to make vines back in the day. Like I used to make comedy skits within 6 seconds. And now it's like, I don't know what to do with 15 seconds. Are you kidding me? Like you old fucking lady. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, yeah. How do you work this thing?
No, and people are more sensitive too. You can't just post anything now. You post like the wrong thing, they're going to come at you too.
Oh God.
Like the wrong like joke with comedy or like look at George Lopez for that thing, that joke, that donation thing that we were talking about.
Oh, he'll do it for half. We'll do it for half or whatever. Like, like when, what do you call it? Donald.
Poor guy still dealing with that joke.
Yeah. When Iran said that they were going to, oh, where'd you go? Are you there? Oh gosh. Hold on.
Yeah. I was like, hello. Hello.
Hello. Well, were you like
technical difficulties? I was
testing 1, 2, 3.
I'm is dying. Anyone out there?
That's so funny. Well, Lucy's back, you guys. I don't know. So we had some technical difficulties. We're obviously old ladies now. We don't know how to do anything. We don't know how to run TikTok. We don't know how to do this virtual freaking radio show. But anyways, we're basically saying that we're going to get on TikTok and we're going to figure it out. And we're going to get TikTok famous because we're going to film ourselves doing mukbangs on TikTok. See, we'll do all in one. Film
there
ourselves.
There you go.
Mukbangs, TikTok, everything. All right, let's talk about the main topic that everybody wants to hear about. Lucy texts me and she's like, we should talk about cheaters because since it's so relevant, you know, about the guy that freaking was trying to talk to me. If you tuned in the last couple episodes, the updates, he had a girlfriend the whole time or whatever. And I don't know where Lucy got the question idea from, probably me talking about it all the time. But we asked the question of, let me pull it up. It was like, have you, what did I ask? I don't even remember. Hold on.
Should you take it back or not? Did you regret it or did you not regret it?
Yeah, yes. Hold on. I remember this specific question. It's on my Snapchat. Perfect. I remember now. Okay, so it was like, have you ever forgiven a cheater or someone who's done you wrong? What was the outcome, regret or no regret? So majority of my followers said regret. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. A lot of people have been cheated on. So one of the stories that I remember from before it expired or whatever, he was saying that his girlfriend cheated on him with his first cousin. And then she tried to come back and he took her back and then she went back to his first cousin again.
Wow.
First of all, if she left you for your cousin, that's it. That's it. You don't take her back from that. That's weird.
It's game over after that.
That's
100%.
First cousin, second cousin too, even fucking third cousin.
You have to have issues after that because like how do you even feel comfortable? Nobody's safe.
Nobody's safe. And it's like, how did you take her back? And then I didn't really ask too many questions because I don't want to get too, you know, people think I'm a fucking therapist all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But like, I was just like, really, bro? But then it's like, I get it. You know, like your heart, he said it really mentally fucked him up. He said that. Mm-hmm. And what I realized with all the responses I got, a lot of people were mentally fucked up. So let me read some of my brief responses that I got. One of them was didn't forget, fucking shit. Hold on, guys. Sorry. I made a video and it just keeps going. Didn't forget, but unfortunately I didn't forget either. Then another girl goes, thank you. Next. I'm too quick. Always on my toes. Ha ha ha. No chance for them to cheat. She's a crazy bitch. She's probably on
to the next.
Yeah.
Still single.
This is a very rare response that I got. Yes, they could be going through a major life trauma and have acted based off of the life situation. Basically, he's a cheater.
Yes.
So basically, let me break it down. So I'm dating someone and I'm going through a major life fucking trauma and somebody's penis just accidentally slid in me because I'm going through a trauma. That's totally. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what is your take on that, Lucy?
That is just an excuse. Like, I don't know. That's definitely an excuse. The thing, here's the thing, because I was going through a major life trauma,
so I cheated. I'm so sorry.
See, the thing is that I've used that line.
That's why you're guilty ass didn't fucking say.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm guilty on my part. So on my part, I'm just like, you know, I've used that one. I have been going through some things. You know, you weren't there.
So I want to know how this went down. Like, I want to know. You can't get out of it now. Okay, so you cheated and how you got caught.
Exactly. You know, I was going through some things, you know, it was just like, I was feeling lonely. You weren't there, you know, so you blamed it on him. Yeah.
So now he's like, I gotta be there. It's my fault. I wasn't there for her. Reverse psychology. And he fell for it.
Yes. Guilty.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Have I ever, no, I didn't. I've never used that actually. Haha. Another person said, when done wrong again, and yes, regretted it. Could have saved a lot of time. Okay. Yeah. That's time you don't get back. It's like, you know what I think is, from that one, I think it's that the reason people take back cheaters, mm-hmm. well, in my opinion, is that people already invested so much time in this individual, right? Mm-hmm. And they cheated. And you want to believe in your little innocent heart that this person will change and won't do it again because you invested so much time. Because time is precious. And then you're thinking in your head, like, now I'm going to have to start over. I'm going to have to start telling, this is what we talked about before. I'm going to start telling people my favorite color. Got to start over. I got to act like this fake person. He's not going to know I'm a crazy bitch until 3 months. This guy already knows I'm a crazy bitch. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I think that's why people make the mistake of taking people back. What do you think?
Yeah. See, I don't know. See, I've never been in that situation where it's like I'm 100% in the clear where I would like take somebody back like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always been like I'm wrong too. But in a situation like I'm trying to put myself in a position if I was like 100% and then that happened.
Like you
I don't know.
Remember you were willing to take so-and-so back?
Yeah.
But that's it. It's because you invested time and you had, you know, whatever ties you did. So therefore, you were willing to put your pride down. You know what I mean?
I think too, like, if you've both been wrong, and then you're like, okay, I was wrong, you were wrong, let's make it work.
I cheated too, so it cancels out.
Yeah.
I think that's a recipe for disaster. I think so. I think maybe, like, a 10% chance of people, like, survive, I think.
Yeah.
Like, survival rates. But I mean, I get it. I understand why people take people back. I really do. I mean, somebody took me back. And what did I do? I just broke his heart. Okay. Forgiven an ex for cheating and tried to continue on with the relationship. Big mistake. Well, I ended the chapter recently after being in a relationship for 15 years. I couldn't do it anymore. 15 years is a long time. It would be it would be incredible if you could follow me back. Are you kidding me? I'm over here asking a serious-ass question. Anyways, at first I lost her. She had an arranged marriage, but she came back for me. Okay. I mean, I don't really know if that's cheating. Mm-hmm. That's very, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what, like, it was an arranged marriage. I have no idea.
And then she came back for me. I've forgiven but never forgotten. See, that's people say that, but then it's like, okay, when they're telling me that, does that mean that you're in that relationship but you haven't forgotten? So that's just going to fuck you up mentally.
Yeah, I would not be able to do that, because that means if I need to forget. I can, if I'm sitting there going round and round and round and round every day, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Every single day I got something to say.
It's like, oh, so you're going to do that? And then if they act up on you, it's like, oh, don't make me, you fucking cheated. You know what I mean? It's always going to be that. Especially if you weren't wrong. You know, when you're both guilty, like you were saying, it's kind of like she can't really say anything, you know?
Yeah. And you're like, fuck, there came karma.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. People don't change. I've seen numerous people prove that to me. What are your thoughts on once a cheater, always a cheater?
See, that again, because I'm on the other side of the spectrum, like, I am. So, you know, here's the thing.
Can you change?
I think, yes, you can change, but it took a long, long, long time. And not only that, I had to, like, it was me growing up and realizing that I wanted something more. It was me putting myself in a different situation. Like, my whole environment and everything that I wanted to do is why I changed.
So you have to change everything.
Yeah. So it's like, if somebody, and it's like when you're so used to doing certain things, not a lot of people are going to do it. Me, it's just because it was just healthier for me to do that, because it was, had to do a lot more than just that, you know?
Yeah.
It was,
so they can change. So I think it's all up to the person. You can't just think everybody's not going to change or is going to change, right?
Exactly. But when, for somebody to actually change, they're changing a lot more than just that. Because when you're doing that, I think it's, you're fixing something within yourself. Like me, I think I was just like that because I just liked feeling loved.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, to me, it was exciting to see somebody, to see how much they liked me.
So you wanted to see, like, oh, you like me. That's cute. And I'm still going to cheat on you, but that's great. I know. I feel that. I mean, a lot of people I know that were asking me, they wanted to hear my story. I've talked about cheating before and I had people talk shit to me, but I have cheated. I did regret it. I regretted it. I did it because I was young and we were in it for so long that it was hard for me to break up with the guy because he was such a good guy. So then something new and exciting like came around and I cheated and I got caught and he still took me back. But I know why he loved me so much. I think I was one of his first loves. Like, when he found out I cheated, he cried and he asked me why. He was cussing me out. Like, I was like convinced that this guy is going to like slap me. Right.
Yeah.
And then he goes, okay. I'll forget about it. You have to delete your social media. You have to delete everything. You have to delete your, and this was when I was like up and coming too. And I was like, delete my social media. And he's like, you have to delete everything. It's just me and you now. And that's when I knew I didn't love him, because if I loved somebody and I was scared to lose them, I would have deleted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
the fact that my social media is more important to me than getting my love back. You know what I mean?
That's heartbreaking. Because you're like picking like something that's not actually there, you know, not a person. So I think that's just like.
And it's going to be gone one day. It's nothing that's stable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was willing to pick that over somebody who's crying in front of me, telling me that they're willing to take me back after I slapped them in the face. Yeah. And one that to me was like, I never wanted to cheat on anybody ever again after I saw him do that. I was like, when I saw them cry, because he was such a good person, it was the worst feeling ever. But not mentioning that the other guy that I did sleep with also thought he was the only guy. And then this one, then the main boyfriend cussed out that boyfriend and he was like, I knew you didn't break up with him. So then he cried. So it was just like two people, two grown men crying. And I was like, I can't do this. I'm not good.
So then you left both of them and then went with somebody else.
Yes. I left both of them. Exactly. And I just was like, I can't do this. And then I realized I'm not a good cheater. Horrible. Can cheaters change? Yes. I felt bad. I did. I've also been cheated on. And I took a cheater back. He, this is my first relationship ever. I think I've talked about it in the past, but since we're on this cheating topic, he, would cheat on me all the time. Like, I was young. I was my first boyfriend. I was still I was about to graduate. No, I was my first year in college and he was done with college. So he was older. So he was a hot shot. He was hot. Everybody wanted him. Whatever. He had a Beamer. I didn't know. Back then, I didn't really know much about BMWs. I didn't know it was a used Beamer. I was like, oh, he has a BMW. I'm in a little Honda. And I was like, yes, I got him. Yeah. You know, like all these girls wanted him. And then I like just started hearing girls were contacting me saying that they were sleeping with him. I would like confront him and he'd be like, no, she's crazy. I'm like, then why are you why are you friends on Facebook? Because back then it was Facebook.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck? And then I would like go, you could see like how long people have been friends. So I would look at the friends and it was like, since like da 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 da. And he'd be like, oh, I barely know her. Like just little things. And I was young, naive. So I was like, and then there was like a Facebook page. There was only like three clubs in Modesto back in the day. And so when the club pictures would go up, it was really all three of the club pictures, right? So he would tell me he's going to sleep and I would have a feeling. So then I would log in 2 days later to go see these club pictures and I would see his dumb ass in the back with some girl. Because the club isn't really big.
It's yeah.
A little like, you know, those little Hispanic cantina clubs.
That's yeah.
How I was. So you could fucking see like in the little corners. So I would find him. I'd go crazy on him. And then I think 3-4 weeks was the max. And he would always weasel himself in. Almost 2.5 years of on and off, on and off, on and off of him cheating on me, dude. And I would take him back because I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Like it was just now if somebody were to cheat on me, peace out, bitch.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But I don't know if it was.
Ugly ass bitches too, by the way. Sorry.
That's crazy. I don't know. I was going to say if it's a regret or not a regret.
Oh, fucking big regret. But I wouldn't have learned all the shit that I did while I was with them. Like, I'm so much smarter now. Like,
yeah.
Spidey senses tingle and I know they're fucking right. I forgot to mention this part. So I said I've only cheated once. That's a lie. Well, no, it wasn't a lie. So this is what I did. So he was always cheating on me. And then finally, like, I was starting to get that courage to leave him and he was starting to sense it, right? And he wanted to make things right. So I kind of started talking to somebody else. It was like this Asian guy, like my first fucking non-Indian person I've ever talked to. And he was cute. He was kind of like a rebound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he started hearing stories from other people that I'm hanging out with this dude, right? Mm-hmm. So then he would start blowing me up and I would be with the guy and I would be like, who's snitching me out right now, you know? And the best revenge, I will always remember this day. So we were down the street. I was at a party that with the Asian guy. Uh-huh. And one of his friends snitched me out to him saying like, Jyoti's over here with the Asian guy, right? But I wasn't doing anything. We were just hanging out, like, you know, just whatever. But he fucking calls me. He's like, come outside right fucking now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm at home.
I'm sleeping.
He's like, no, you're fucking not. He's like, my friend is there. And he fucking told me, and I looked and his fucking friend is there. I was like, oh, fuck. And he's like, come outside right now. And I was like, you know, and I was always a little bitch. I always went back to him. I was like, no, I'm not coming outside. Yeah. He started crying. He's like, Jyoti, come outside right now. And that was the biggest satisfaction to me because
he
cried all these years. And finally, the motherfucker cried, right? And I told him, I was like, no, I'm not coming. And I'm going to stay with this guy. Boom. Peace.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was the biggest slap. And I didn't need like the biggest slap in his face. And you know what? And it was just, it was great because it just tables turned so hard, Lucy, that before it was always me begging to fix things. And after I did that to him, he wanted to fix things with me. Just such a fucking like horrible, like, what do you call it? A dysfunctional relationship, right?
Yeah.
And it was just like, and I finally, you just hit a point where you just let go. You know, you're just like, this is fucking stupid. And then when you let go and you think you can't live without this person and then you finally can breathe and you're like, oh my God. Like, well, like
it's like a cloud leaves.
Yeah. Like a weight lifted off your shoulders. You're like, why did I ever, ever deal with that?
Yeah.
Let me read some more of these. Okay. Hold on. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Not at all. Ex cheated on me for 3 years. When I found out, it took me a year to be normal. I still can't forget, but still with him. Oh, why?
She marinates on things.
Yeah. Just walked in on her cheating and she was still brave enough to ask me for my Amex a week later to buy stuff.
Who is she?
Well, you still gave it to her if you're here. Forgave and it was a big mistake. Didn't end well, but I weirdly don't regret it. Taught me some lessons. I understand that. Yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater. Big regret. No regret, no harm in forgiving. That's true. I think you can forget. Well, let me read all these so we can get to the conclusion. No regret. I moved on. She went on to get married to him and the marriage broke down. I mean, I think he means broke up. So karma. Okay. Felt like a donut. Forgive, but never forget is the new philosophy. I took my ex back after he ghosted me and reappeared 6 months later and he did it again. I regret it. I got ghosted too, honey. And I went after him. Yes, no regrets. I did it with a pure heart, but never again. I will always choose myself first. Good for you.
Good for you. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, I have forgiven a cheater before and totally regret it. Yes, multiple times and super regret it. It wasn't the same anymore. And it finally ended. Mm-hmm. You're going to laugh at this one. Was with Shorty for 4 years on and off. LOL. Still to this day, never got closure. It's fucked me up till today. Shorty fucked him up. It's better to forgive than it's better to forgive them for your peace, but never forget what they did. But see, that's the thing. Okay, don't forget what they did, but isn't that going to drive you crazy?
Yeah, I think so. I don't get that one. I think it's like forgive and
forget. But a lot of people
forget.
Are saying that, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
I mentally didn't move on from it for a while, which I regret and I'm still dealing with. Mm-hmm. Yes, I gave them a second chance 3 years later. He ended up still being a piece of shit. Definitely regret. Yeah, sounds about right. Yes, but no regret for me. Forgiving someone means I let go of the hurt they caused me. I like that. Yeah. I think that when you do forgive somebody, if you're doing it for yourself, of course, yeah. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. at no cost. Like if it's for you, you should do it. Yes, no regret. You grow as a person if you're able to do that, move on and grow. Never happened to me, but I walked away. Okay.
Oh God.
Well, okay. Good for you, buddy.
Probably wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. He was not paying attention to the question at all. Someone who cheats on you doesn't really love you or respect you. They will always do it again. I don't think that they don't love you. Mm-hmm. I think they don't respect you is true. Like mm-hmm. if they, you know what I mean? Like they, it is, you're disrespecting someone by cheating.
Yeah.
Even that's if somebody's.
You're not having that clear conversation like, hey, yo, like it's not what it is right now. So if you want to go out there,
you can know, do that's respect, yeah. Mutual respect.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but not like, it doesn't mean they don't love you. I think people that cheat do love people.
And I'm going to agree with that because it's true. I've loved people, you know?
Yeah. And your mind's just not there. Your heart's not there, but you love them.
I don't know what it is. It's just that you just go into a different zone. You're having a good time. You're in the moment. And then next thing you know, you forget about that person and shit.
for the 5-10 minutes. And then you're like, oh, wow. Alrighty then.
Shouldn't have done that.
Oopsie-doo. Oh, I hope they don't find out. it's never the same, unfortunately. It can still work, but it's different. Regrets, he cheated for the first 2 years of the relationship. 2 years after that, he ended it. Not worth it.
Oh, so he ended it. See, talk about that. See, I had somebody tell me that the person was not being faithful to her for 2.5 years. And I was like, girl, how'd you not know for 2.5 years? And she was like, oh, it's because he was married. Does that count as cheating? Like, you knew he was married for 2.5 years. Like, what are you, like, I don't know, right?
Oh, wow. That's a curveball right there. So he was cheating for 2 years, because he was married?
Like, I don't know. Is that cheating? Like, you know.
No, not on her end. On the wife's end, it's cheating. On her end, she's not getting cheated on. She's compromising, right?
Yeah.
What the? Bitch, you cannot say that you're getting cheated on when he's whole fucking married.
That's what I said. I was like, I don't get that one, but okay.
Dude, the world we live in is just retarded. Yeah, I was getting cheated on. Who was he cheating on you with? His wife. What?
I was so confused. I was just laughing. I was like, all right, okay.
It's different when they're like baby mama. That's different. Yeah. That's like, okay, that's they're not married. That's fucked up, whatever. But wife, get the fuck out of my face, homie. that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yes, my SO lied about lied about having a drug problem for years. I didn't find out till 3 days after the wedding. What? That sounds like a different personal problem, but but that's fucked up if somebody lied to you and didn't tell you that your husband had a drug problem. Karma is everything, but sometimes regret also 50-50. People need to stop being philosophers. I just asked a question. Got cheated on 2 times, took her back, regret it. Not knowing my worth back then, but I know my worth now. Good for you. See, men get cheated on too. There's a lot of men in this. No regrets, only lessons.
It's not a gender thing. I think it's just, you know,
how you feel,
selfish thing.
Must move forward no matter what the pain. It will help later. Horrible mistake of my life. Keeping it builds up like toxins in your body. Forgiving puts things to rest. True.
Very true.
Yes, 7 times because I thought it's about time. So I'm going to be patient, but it didn't work. Oh, so the person cheated 7 times and he was being patient. Yeah. How after what time do you stop being patient? 7? He's like,
yeah, 7th time. I'm done now.
You know what? 7th time? You're not going to change. I'm crying.
Not an 8. We are not getting to 8.
I'll never do 8. I'm crying. 8? No. Fool me 7 times, but not 8. I'm sorry. I don't want to laugh. I'm crying. Yeah, 7 times. 8th time, no can do. No cannot do. This guy has a big heart. I'm fucking crying. Oh, wow. Yes, I wish I had left before I found out. Okay. Forgave enough to move on and not hold hate in my heart. Yes, absolutely. I truly believe you can love someone and cheat on them. That's not, I know. Well, that's what we said. But I also cheated on her and, oh, this the guy that said he got cheated on 7 times, he said, I also cheated on her lots. And when I found out about her, it was mutual. Immature shit. So that's why I let it slide. So that's why he let it slide 7 times, because they were both.
Oh okay.
Oh, then he continued. He's like, I wrote her off for life as someone I would wife, but stayed fucking around with her till I grew up. So they basically the 7 times was because they had a mutual like.
Got it. Okay.
Immature. Good, because I was worried about the 8th time. regrets. Last one. Nope, cheaters always cheat. They get more sneaky. They will never change. Okay. So a lot of regrets, a lot of forgive but not forget, forgive but don't forget. Mm-hmm. I think if you do forgive someone, it doesn't make you weak. It's like you're doing it for yourself. You know what I mean? This is our Oprah in conclusion. All right, we're going to come up with our own sides. So like going back to the guy with the girlfriend, for example, I can forgive him. It's fine. I don't mean I did low key inside, you know what I mean? And that's for myself, because it's like, you're a man. I'm fine. I get it. I get it. And to me, it's like, you didn't really hurt me. I still can go date someone. We didn't invest that much time. But if I were the girlfriend, I don't know their history, but I don't know if someone did that to me. If I might forgive you, but that'll always be in the back of my head, and I wouldn't be able to let it go. I think like you can make it work with somebody, but I feel like one day you're going to have kids and he's going to be looking at the neighbor and you'll be like, you motherfucking cheater.
I knew it.
He's like, what? I was just asking Betty if she needed help with the groceries. And you're like, yeah, you probably ate that bitch's booty like crusty. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like unless you have a strong enough like heart and mind, which a lot of people don't, they claim they do, but they don't. But as human beings, we have so many emotions. I feel like if you're going to forgive the person you have and you're going to stay with them, you need to learn to forget.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. That's the only way it's going to work.
It's the only way it's going to work. Only way. It's going to take you some time. And if he or she can help you deal with it and help you cope with it instead of getting mad at you. They need to know what they're getting into as well. If this cheater is willing to get back with you, they need to know what it's coming with. It's going to come with a lot of doubt. It's going to come with a lot of insecurity. So if they're not helping you get over all that, then you guys shouldn't even try.
Yeah. And it's like hard in both ways. Cause even for the person that's you're doing, you're living with that, you know, and you're trying to fix it, make it work. So it's going to take both of you.
It's going to take both of you. It can't be just you forgetting it. That person needs to help you. And if you're forcing the forgetting and it's draining you and it's affecting your everyday and like you're sitting there, it's affecting your mental health and all that, let it go.
Let it go. Drop it.
Drop it.
Don't even. Yeah. It's not worth it.
It's not worth your mental health. It's not worth you stressing your everyday. All those days you're stressing, you could be happy with somebody else or by yourself. You can be happy by yourself. And if you're like, if you are forgiving somebody, let's just say some people want to get back with somebody to see like if it'll work. Yeah, give it a shot if you want to. If that's what you want to do, go for it. Like, I can't say yes or no because I don't know as it hasn't happened to me as an adult yet. Not that I was an adult then, but like as a mature adult. So I don't know if I would go back to somebody, but like I think if you, what am I trying to say? I'm like, if you're just like, just want to forgive and move on, you could tell the person like, I think you should forgive people. Like, hey, I forgive you for cheating on me. Thank you for the good time. Peace.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Unless the person battered you or whatever. I wouldn't forgive somebody who did that, but I think forgiving is okay. What is your conclusion, Oprah?
Like I said, I haven't had it to me happen to me where I'm like clean and everything is good. And, you know, cause I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I think it would, I don't know. I don't think I could. I think I would walk away.
Yeah. Because, like,
I've been there. Because I've been there and I know what it takes to not be that anymore. So I would definitely have to see like, okay, what are the changes? Pay attention to the things. Because I know what's happened to me before is I've had friends that like that did something wrong to me and I let them back in my life and I regretted it.
Yeah.
Like that I've done. And it's just like, okay, I had already seen that. Why did I let them back in my life? You know?
Yeah. And then
so I think I would treat it the same way. Like, I'm like, okay, I've seen that person, what they do, and I don't think I would go back.
How about when you aren't going to get back with the person? How would you forgive them still?
Like, of course. Yeah. I'd be like, I've been there. I'd be a hypocrite not to. I'd forgive them. I'd be like, okay, I see you. I've been there, done that. All right. On to the next.
On to that. I think it's more for you when you forgive them and let go. Yeah. Yeah. I think like my conclusion too is like, I think there might be a little bit of like a little bit of a chance of relationships working that have cheating. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take two people. And if you honestly, like I said before, if it's killing, like all these messages that I'm reading where people saying it's mentally fucked them up. I think if you've been cheated on and you moved on, do not take that into your next relationship. It's not you. Yeah. I think a lot of people are like, it mentally fucked me up. Like it wasn't your fault. It was the person's fault. I think people need to start accepting that as well. It's not that you're any less. It's not that you, okay, the, what is the number one fucking meme? Even Beyonce can get cheated on, right?
Yeah.
So even Beyonce.
And she did.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Beyonce, one of the biggest stars in the world, beautiful, gorgeous, perfect body. She even had good manners. She was growing up fucking like a Christian girl. She was sexy, got cheated on. So she obviously took him back and everything. And she wanted to work for her family. That's on her. She's a superstar, had millions of people looking up to her. And even she took him back. So don't feel bad when you take somebody back either. And don't feel bad when you're like, you know, if somebody cheated on you, don't blame yourself. It's not you. It's definitely not you. As a cheater myself, when I did cheat, it wasn't him. I could have broke up with him. I didn't. I dragged it along, you know, and I, you know what I mean? I could have told the other guy that I still had a boyfriend. You know, it's like, like as you know, you too, like it wasn't the person, right? It was you.
No, exactly. 100%. It had nothing to do with them. It was just my selfish ways. That's all it was.
Yep. And that's it. So, I'm sorry. I didn't realize so many people get cheated on in the world. I feel like in today's world, it's just so much easier to cheat now too. Like, like on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. I think it's just so much access now that it's easy to cheat. Like getting flown out. Bro, when we were in 2000s, did anybody ever say they're going to fly your ass out?
No.
Yeah. Exactly. Was that even a term? It's like now you have people flying you out to go see you, people that already have boyfriends or girlfriends that have boyfriends. You're flying out. Mm-hmm. And it's a boom, boom, flight, done, go back. No one will ever know. It's not even a sleepover anymore. It's a fucking flight over. It's a layover.
Yeah.
It's just so much access. So honestly, if you and have people a good-
like plot these things out, like, because I think I've shared this story with you, like when that guy had like a whole nother house, you know, a whole nother apartment, a whole nother thing. And people would have no idea.
Oh, and you know, girls.
I had no idea. I was like, no,
that's take you to the apartment, not the house.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was like, oh no, that's not true. You know,
well, the guy that I dated, he had a studio house, and then he had his baby mama's house, and then he had his mom's house. So to me, like, I was like, when I went to his house, I'm like, oh, okay. And then after a while, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to my baby's house. It's down the street. Your baby's house? Doesn't your baby live with you? Oh, no, he lives with his baby's mom. And I'm like, oh, you spend the night yeah. there. Okay. Yeah. Weird. Awkward. So then it's like, I would, if he never told me though, I would have just thought he had that whole house by himself, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, when someone's going to cheat, they're going to cheat, dude. Yeah. Today it is easier, whatever, but that just shows their willpower and how much they are willing to not do what they are for you. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't even ask you, did you get a lot of regrets on your thing?
Yeah, I would shoot him. I got a once a player, always a player. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, but I did get one where she was the person that, so it was, the story is, the guy was married to somebody else. She was a side person and he ended up getting her pregnant. And they're still, and they're still together. Five years later.
Wife for her.
Yeah.
See, I know we have to wrap this up, but like when someone's married, I don't know. Like, I think there's rule. You should never cheat, guys. Never cheat. But I think the rules is like, if they're married, don't fuck with them. Like, I just, they obviously loved each other enough to go fucking tie the knot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now there's families involved. You know, there might be kids involved. There's more than, and if that person wants to cheat, tell that motherfucker to get a divorce and then call you, or tell her to go get a divorce and then call you. But I don't think you should. Marriages are off limits, people. Marriages are off limits. Anyways, I think cheating got a little out of hand. We have a lot of passionate things. A lot of people have a lot of growing up to do too, but I don't think, so basically I don't, once a cheater, always cheater, I think isn't true. Mm-hmm. They might get the urge to do it, but if you work together,
they might think about it.
Yeah, they might think about it. They might window shop a little bit, but as long as they don't order anything from the menu, it's fine. As long as they don't buy anything. Window shopping is fine. Look all you want.
No samples, no nothing.
No, definitely no samples. You just window shop. You just stare, you look, and you walk.
Yeah.
Imagine you wearing it. That's fine. Walk away. Anyways, guys, this is Jyothi K.
And Lucy Legend.
And thank you guys for responding to our stuff. We're going to start trying to do more questions like that. I like to see what other people are going through. I don't feel like I'm the only, you know, fucking degenerate out there. I know that we all have a lot in common. But all right, guys, thank you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
अदा कर दिए क्रेजी जे करनी नहीं हाँ फिर कर दे तू मेबी तेरी ये अदा कर दिए क्रेजी जे करनी नहीं हाँ फिर कर दे तू मेबी लबदा मेरा तानू बस तेरिया ही बहानू आए वेट नहीं हुंदी मैं तो तका तेरिया ही राहानू सारी रात जागा तारिया देना जे तू होवे मेरे नाल होवे मेरे नाल होवे मेरे नाल होवे मेरे नाल तू होवे मेरे नाल होवे मेरे नाल होवे मेरे नाल होवे मेरे नाल ना 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 सपनों की रानी क्यों समझना तू पाती है तारों से बात करूं जब रात निकल आती है तू उठा के नहीं कॉल मेरा मेरी जान निकल जाती है लेट नाइट आऊंगी तू मिलन चुप चुप के रात दी हनेरी च चोरी चोरी तू लुक के रुक दे ने साहुन मेरी चांदे
Hello, I'm Anil Srivatsa, a kidney donor. I've made it my mission to tell my story around the world, to inspire a million people or more to warm up to the idea of organ donation when alive if needed, or definitely after life. spreading the word to have people start a conversation at home about organ donation and their will to donate. I've driven across 43 countries and still driving, having spoken to 74,000 plus people so far along the way in my own car. And I did it with the support of generous people like you. Please donate to my 501c3 nonprofit Gift of Life Adventure Foundation and power me around the world to help save more lives. Follow my journey at Gift of Life Adventure on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or giftoflifeadventure.org to donate.